Only telephone interviews across Canada, and always a touch of music. Again, finding a voice here every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Check it out. Hope to catch you there.
Vibes? You know about vibes?
The mood.
Tune in every Wednesday from 10 until 11 a.m. while I explore themes, atmospheres, or moods across genres and decades. Whether I'm scoring a scene or doing a genre deep dive, there'll be something for everyone.
I'll give you another tune to help your appetite.
The mood was made.
I'm radio.
CFIC. The best radio station we've ever heard.
I'm
Yeah. good evening. Welcome back to Harmony Corruption. That was Wasp / Behind the Wall of Sleep / Basically / N.I.B. by Black Sabbath off of the album Black Sabbath from 1970, turned 55 years old this year. So, this is the last episode of Harmony Corruption for 2025. It's been quite a year. Moved stations, the show moved stations and everything. Moved from CHSR to local FM here. And there was a couple months break between there. I think it was about 2 months or 3 months of a break in the middle of the year while I was kind of moving and getting settled in St. John. But show obviously came back, continued on, hit 100 episodes this year, which is super cool. Interviewed a bunch of great bands this year that I'm very proud of. You know, I really am so happy of what I've been able to do with this show, honestly. It's been really cool. As someone who, you know, grew up listening to all these bands and obviously continues to listen to a lot of these big metal bands, having the chance to interview, you know, bands that I grew up listening to from like 11 years ago, 10 years ago, like Blood Incantation and Emperor and all these bands, it's kind of crazy to me, you know? It's, and Voivod and Sacrifice, you know. It's really quite special to me, actually. So I don't want that to ever be kind of ignored or forgotten. This year also had an episode featuring Winter hosting called Indie Corruption. My good pal from CHSR, Eden, had a brief vocal interlude on one of the shows for about 3-4 minutes there. I did a 1985 retrospective with my good friend Stephanie, as well as a 1990 retrospective, as well as an Earache retrospective. Lots of retrospectives, honestly. It's been a very retro-focused year, I suppose. but honestly, it's been quite a fun year, I have to say, for this show, and it's been fun moving stations and everything. Obviously, starting Harmony Corruption at CHSR was very exciting, and moving the show but still having it hosted on CHSR is really nice. You know, I obviously really enjoy CHSR a ton. I'm the chair of the board there, after all, and you know, I still have this show rebroadcast out in Fredericton, which is nice. Anyway, the show also got me a press pass to see Acid Bath and Voivod this year, which was pretty cool. I never thought I would see Acid Bath, let alone as a member of the press. You know, I interviewed Dismember this year, Chatpile, Cancer Bats, Ethereal Tomb. Right at the end of last year, I interviewed Carl Willits from Bolt Thrower. But on a sadder note, 2025 has been a bit of a rough year for the metal world. Just a couple days ago, Rob Reiner passed away, director of Spinal Tap and When Harry Met Sally and Princess Bride and Misery and Stand By Me and countless other great movies that he was involved in either directing or producing. But obviously, Spinal Tap's the one you think of as a metalhead when you think of Rob Reiner. And anyway, very tragic loss, that one. But the one something I normally do at the end of every year, the last episode of every year, I do a best of the year. This year, I honestly was super busy. I didn't get the chance to listen to every single big release of 2025. I really hope I get the chance to in the new year, as well as listen to a lot of the new releases coming out in 2026. But I just didn't have as much time this year. It was a very busy year for me. But I also figured I kind of wanted to do something a bit special. As we all know, Ozzy passed away a few months back, and as someone who pretty much got into metal through Iron Maiden and Black Sabbath, as like a three-year-old, through my drum teacher showing me and my parents showing me and driving around, growing up to hockey practice and everything else like that. My parents, my dad especially, would always have Paranoid by Black Sabbath playing over the car stereo. I can basically listen to that whole album in my head without having to even be queued up or anything, or have somebody remind me of how a part of the song goes. Same with Master of Reality and Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath. Those were the three that I really grew up with. And then as I got into like grade 7 or so, I really got into Volume 4. It might have been grade 8 when I got into Volume 4. And then obviously got into Sabotage. A good friend of mine from high school actually got me Volume 4 and Sabotage on CD for my birthday when I was like 17 or 16. And that was right around when I first started driving and my car had a CD player. So those never left the dash of the car, basically never left the CD player. So suffice to say, Ozzy and, you know, Black Sabbath, of course, has had an outsized, impact on my life, on my musical tastes. I saw Black Sabbath with Ozzy back in, I think, 2016 in Toronto. And, anyway, my music taste, this show probably wouldn't be here without Ozzy's music and music that Ozzy sang on. And so I figured I'd do something a bit special tonight and kind of do a little bit of a look back through Ozzy's career, especially his work with Sabbath, but also I think his first like 5 or so solo albums. Again, I am a huge Sabbath nerd. Sabbath's probably my favorite band ever. And so I figured it would be a good way to cap off the year with an Ozzy-themed episode. It only felt appropriate to me. You know, I could talk about new releases that did come out this year, but I don't know. It wouldn't feel as sincere to me. I just, again, when I play music on here, I like it to be sincere. I like it to all be stuff that I know and that I feel confident talking about. And I'd feel like a fraudster if I was talking about stuff that I've only listened to twice before playing it on here. So as a result, I thought, you know what? I will maybe do a best of 2025 at some point, but it won't be tonight's episode. So anyway, up next, got one song off the second Black Sabbath album, Paranoid, Fairies Wear Boots. After that, a song off Sabbath's third album, Master of Reality, with Lord of This World. And of course, a song off of Volume 4, an album which everybody is very well aware, if you've listened to the show ever, I'm a huge fan of, with what was supposed to be the title track for Volume 4 before the record label got involved and said, absolutely not, you're not calling your album that. It was originally going to be called Snowblind. So, here is Fairies Wear Boots, Lord of This World, and Snowblind by Black Sabbath on Harmony Corruption. We'll be right back.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
right, welcome back. That was Sabbath with Snowblind, Lord of This World, Fairies Wear Boots. Those were off of, in the same order I just listed them, Snowblind's off Volume 4, Lord of This World's off Master of Reality, and Fairies Wear Boots is off Paranoid. So we've covered the first half of the original Ozzy Sabbath run. Now we get into the second half of the Ozzy Sabbath run, which is Sabbath Bloody Sabbath, Sabotage, Technical Ecstasy, Never Say Die. So in that, there's still two fantastic albums, one okay album and one that's a bit of a dud. Obviously, Sabbath Bloody Sabbath and Sabotage are brilliant. Technical Ecstasy is a bit of a mixed bag, for me at least. Never Say Die, not so much. It's not my favorite. However, there's still a couple songs off of that, which I really love, one of which I'll be playing tonight. So up first, I have tune off Sabbath Bloody Sabbath with A National Acrobat. After that, Symptom of the Universe. This is off Sabotage. This is a song first time I ever played guitar live in front of an audience. I did a cover of Judas Priest Breaking the Law and Symptom of the Universe. I opened with Symptom of the Universe and sang it at my grade 9 talent show. That's a throwback right there. That was, that was like 11 years ago now. Anyway, but I have a lot of very fond memories of Symptom of the Universe, as well as the compilation, which I'm forgetting the name of. Nativity in Black is the name of the compilation, which has an absolutely incredible cover of Symptom of the Universe on it by Sepultura, back when Max Cavalera was still in the band, and Igor Cavalera was still in the band. So, not exactly original lineup, because obviously Wagner from Sarcophago was not in the band yet. Or was not in the band anymore, but kind of the lineup most people think of with their classic albums after the first one, with, you know, the four main guys, Andreas Kisser and Pablo. Anyway, but I'll be playing the Sabbath version tonight, not the Sepultura version of Symptom of the Universe, though the Sepultura version of Symptom of the Universe is so good. I adore that version, and I would say that is just as good as the original. After that, song off Technical Ecstasy, All Moving Parts Stand Still, and then after that, not again my favorite Sabbath album, Never Say Die, but it does have a fun little Canadian connection there. The album, I believe, was recorded in Toronto, if I'm remembering correctly, so they came to Toronto, it's like the middle of winter, apparently it was like a super cold studio, and like the acoustics weren't very good, but, you know, that's kind of fun. They still recorded an album in Canada, sort of, so, you know, that's neat, I guess. Anyway, I'll be playing Junior's Eyes, so, anyway. Here is more Black Sabbath on Harmony Corruption. We'll be right back.
What's a combination? It's radiation. And he's saying three men should fight for.